Amongst Men is the title of a new play coming to stages in Wexford, Waterford and Kilkenny throughout the month of April. Set in Wexford in 1968, the play centres around a proposed commemoration of the Irish Civil War that took place 4.5 decades previously. And the various characters charged with staging that commemoration, the motivations behind the proposal. The play was written by Owen Rua Finn, who joins me now. And Owen, it's interesting that, in fact, you were commissioned to write this play. And that kind of, you feed this into the story that you're telling us back in 1968, set back in 1968.
Absolutely, yeah. So I was commissioned by the Wexford County Council and the Wexford Arts Centre to write a play about the theme of commemoration with the Wexford Civil War, or Wexford's role in the Civil War. So I thought it could be an interesting idea to put the characters in the same boat, which will bring up issues of how to commemorate and who it serves. And this being Ireland in the 1960s, the status quo is very much at the forefront of things, preserving the status quo.
Yeah, so you do go back to 1968 to deal with the type of commemorations that might have been in place there, you know, kind of 50 years after the events, I suppose, in some ways. What was more, I suppose, attractive about that 1960s period than dealing with commemoration right now?
I think a halfway point between the events and now was an interesting way to look at it, I think. And I think you still, because the characters of Anya and Gough, played by Noelle Brown and Mark Lambert, are very much, you know, had fought for independence during the Easter Rising, the War of Independence and the Civil War. So the fact that they were still alive, but there was a whole new generation who'd lived in the kind of shadow of the Civil War and whose lives were shaped by it, but whose politics might not be as influenced by it. So that was kind of, they were interesting things to kind of look at for me as a writer.
Yeah, so they were carrying those two characters of Anya, as you say, and Gough, who's a local politician. They're carrying memories, very specific memories from the time of the Civil War itself. I suppose the fact that Anya is called Fidel Castro by the character of Gough tells us a little bit about her politics.
Absolutely. So in one of the main characters of Amongst Men is Anya Walsh. She was very much a anti-treaty Republican, Come on the Man member, and very much a Connollyite, a disciple of Connolly and his socialist politics. So her kind of stance even so many years later is that the promise of the revolution, of the Easter Rising and the War of Independence were kind of failed by the governing parties in the decades after. So she sees an Ireland kind of full of poverty, emigration, lack of access to healthcare, housing, education and stuff like that. So she's become completely disillusioned. So her take on the commemoration is that the Civil War and who was in the right and who was in the wrong were very much kind of should be really put to bed, and kind of the focus should be put on creating an Ireland, an unequal Ireland, a fair Ireland and a more prosperous Ireland in the spirit of Connolly and the Easter Rising.
And Gough then, what side of the Civil War politics does he represent?
Gough very much is a pro-treaty. He was a Free State Army captain in Killorn, County Wexford. It's not based on a real person, but very much inspired by Killorn and County Wexford, a place that was very much a hotbed of activity during the War of Independence and the Civil War. So he's very much the local TD who made a name for himself and has lived a very comfortable life based off the back of his kind of actions during the war.
And you might want to go into the specifics of it, but it's safe to say there is a lot of history between Gough and the Anya character. There's a lot to be ironed out between the two of them.
Absolutely. And even the fact that it's 1968 and the new principal, the new priest of the school has chosen to commemorate the Civil War and not the War of Independence, which would make more sense chronologically, is a bone of contention within the play. And it's Anya's position that this is to stifle any sense of revolution or freedom or independence in young people, whereas the priests and Gough and the character of Gough take on it is that it's more urgent yes. to teach the Civil War, because the divisions are still rife and children should not grow up.
Yeah, we might get a sense of the sort of politics that's been given there, because the priest comes into the young teacher who's given the task of commemorating and says, no, anti-treaty isn't a word you should use there. You should use anti-democratic. So we kind of know what side he's coming from. Now, the young teacher who has to put on this or has to do this commemoration with his group of young primary school pupils is a character called Sean, who in fact is the son of Anya. So by bringing it into that a generation down, and I suppose Sean is more of a voice of reason in all of this, is he?
He is, yeah. And at the heart of it, really, Amongst Men is a play about a mother and son and how their relationship is put under strain, because Sean, as a local school teacher, has his professional duties and, of course, his masters is the principal and the priest character played by Arthur Reardon. They very much put him in a position where he's not given a choice of what to teach necessarily, as just being steered in that direction. And then he has to go home to his mother, and she obviously is of a completely different political persuasion. And at the heart of it, really, it's how an act of choosing to commemorate fractures this kind of working class socialist family in Wexford.
Yeah, and the other aspect of this is, by setting it in the 60s, there are certain aspects that you can bring in, and I suppose it gives us a different perspective now in 2023, not least of which is a conversation around Martin Luther King, who has been assassinated at this stage, and how Anya refers to that and kind of uses that, I suppose, in some ways to indoctrinate her son, or certainly to make clear to her son what she thinks should be getting commemorated here.
Yeah, I think Anya's kind of point of view now is where she's politically kind of homeless in Wexford at this point. She, you know, there's the any sense of kind of radical left politics is gone, and she looks kind of outwards to, say, the Black Panthers, for example, or more international leftist movements. So her news consumption and her interests very much focus on the kind of the wider world of anti-colonial struggle of anti kind of racism and stuff like that. So she seems to have not given up on Ireland, but the kind of pantomime of local politics and national politics for her don't really do it for her.
But the other thing, the other aspect that is here as well, young Sean, the young teacher, the issue of accommodation and the issue of property is to the fore of his mind as well. To what extent did you find yourself, even though you were writing about the 1960s and the late 1960s and into the 1970s, did you find yourself, in fact, reflecting many of the problems that are still there today?
Well, I think that was one of the fascinating things about research in this play was, you know, finding articles in kind of local Wexford newspapers where there was, you know, corporations and councils still behind on housing targets and numbers of houses being built, being promised but not delivered on. So there were definitely strange parallels between then and now, which was kind of, for me, was one of the most interesting things, because you would think 50 years after a revolution and another 50 years after that, there would be kind of, you know, there would be greater progress made, but in an eerily kind of strange kind of parallel to today, there often isn't, which I think is where the character of Anya in Amongst Men comes from.
Right. Well, listen, it there are certainly some fascinating ideas within it there, Owen, and thanks for speaking to us about it this evening. That's Owen Rua Finn there. Amongst Men opens on Thursday of next week, April the 6th at the Wexford Arts Centre. It runs through until April the 15th before heading off to the Theatre Royal in Waterford and then the Watergate in Kilkenny. Full details on the company's website, fourrivers.ie.